Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John, chapter 11. Starting in the 17th verse is where we're going to be. I desire your prayers tonight that God will get everything out that he needs to and nothing more. I desire to do what he needs me to and then be done, Brother Chester. I don't ever want to add to it. I don't ever want to keep some out. So just pray that God will get everything out that he needs to and then we'll go home and we'll say we've been blessed. John chapter 11, verse 17 begins to read like this. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth thee. You can be seated. Thank you for standing and reading with us there. We all know this verse of Scripture, but I believe this and with all my heart that anytime somebody stands, that it's a familiar message just because of it's being preached ever over and over and over and over again because it's all the truth. But I love this verse of Scripture here in John chapter 11, and I know we all know exactly what's going on here. I know I probably don't need to lay any groundwork, but we're going to anyway. And then we know that their brother Lazarus had been gotten sick, and there's a man that came from Martha and Mary that had told Jesus that said that the one that you love is sick. That's all he said. The one that you love is sick. It didn't say Lazarus is sick. It didn't say anything else other than the one that you love is sick. And we'll get there in a minute. But I began to think about how the things that have played out and how the disciples that they their concern or lack of concern really for what was going on. About how Jesus was just calm through it all, and there was nothing that rocked him, nothing that shook him. But if God will allow me to, I just kind of want to preach tonight to you, and I want to do what I can, and I want to get out of the way because I don't know how long I'll stand before you. It may not even be 5 minutes. I don't know. But I want you to realize something today, that there's people that are dying every day. There's people that leave this world every day. Some leave and they have the grace of God in their life and in their heart and they go to heaven, but some don't, Brother Vernon, and that's a sad thing. But here we find that Lazarus is dead and he's been dead for 4 days, and I know there's songs that are sang about it. And I think even Brother Victor might even sing a song about this occurrence in the Bible. But I began to think about how this should apply to our lives now, even still, that there's still people that are dying. There's loved ones that we have that have gone on, and they're either in heaven or they're not. That's the only two places you can go. That's just the reality of it. But I began to think, and it began to ache my heart. When I began to think about my lost people, and I began to think about the ones that, heaven forbid, somebody come and tell me that the one that you love is sick. And then so far, Brother Vernon, maybe I don't get to make it right there right away, and when the next time you hear their name, or maybe you walk in and they're dead already. I work in a nursing home, and there's people that leave their life, and they leave and they die every day. I've been there for a little bit of time now, Brother James,
but there's been four people that have died since I've been there. I've only been there like 6 or 7 weeks, and there's been four people that have passed. So I really understand, and I really get a picture about how precious life is and about how precious knowing God is in our life and in their lives, Brother James. Now, if God will allow us, I want to start in the beginning, not the chapter prior, but I want to kind of begin in the beginning of the 11th chapter. It says, my chapter begins through like this: Jesus raises Lazarus. That's what it says. So we know the end result from the very beginning in this chapter, at least in my Bible. But it doesn't stop at saying all the things that happened. Now it says that the person came to him from Mary and Martha to tell him that Lazarus was sick, but he didn't give Lazarus his name. All it said was, the one that you love is dead, or the one that you love is sick. And I began to think about how Jesus knew exactly who they were talking about. Jesus knew that they were talking about Lazarus. I believe that. Now, he may or may have not known, may or may not have known, that these men were sent from Mary and Martha. Maybe they told him they were. I don't know. It doesn't say that in the Bible. So what I've got to go off, Brother Vernon, is that he didn't know these two men, that he had no idea where they came from. But when he said, the one that you love is sick, I believe in my heart that he didn't take him puzzling through the people that he knew. I believe when they said that, I believe he knew they meant Lazarus, because he wouldn't have been the way that he was, Brother Vernon. He wouldn't have had the way that he went about it. The Bible says that he told the disciples there that their friend sleepeth. But they said, well, Lord, if he's asleep, then he's fine. We'll get there and he'll be okay. But in the very next verse, it says that Jesus told him plainly that Lazarus is dead. But before that, it talks about how he was talking to the disciples, or he was talking to the messengers that said that came to him. I'm sure that he told him this, to tell him to go back and tell Martha and Mary that the sickness wasn't unto death. But I know that we get to where we are in the verse of scripture that we read, and here we find that he died 4 days, or he'd already been dead 4 days. It doesn't tell me how long it took Jesus to get there. All it says that when he got there was that he was dead for 4 days. But I want you to realize something today. Not only did Jesus know where Lazarus was, not only did he know who Lazarus was, not only did he know that Lazarus was sick, but he knew that whatever time it took them to get there, however long it had taken him to get there, that God was going to heal him. In the scripture that we find and we read, that he even goes as far as to say a little bit later on, he's praying to God, God, I know that you've got the power, but I'm doing this so that the people know that there's a God in heaven, and that he's all powerful. Now I've paraphrased that a little bit, but I want you to realize something today. Jesus had no doubt that Lazarus was going to live. And I begin to think about our day and time that we live in, that we see people leave this life every day, or you hear about all these bad things going on every day. Somebody takes their last breath every day. But I wonder how concerned we are about them leaving this life. I wonder how concerned we are about our people, about our children, about our parents, about our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our nieces and nephews. I wonder if you're concerned about your grandchildren, because we see that the disciples here today, they weren't concerned. They said, well, God, if he's asleep, he's fine. But Jesus had to set up straight and say, he's dead. I don't want God to come to me and tell me that my loved one's dead. I want to be concerned, and I want to pray, and I want to see God's face so that they can be saved. I don't want God to have to, God doesn't send them to hell. But I don't want them to go to hell just because of my unconcern. I need to be concerned. I want you to realize something today, that no doubt
Oh, these men loved Lazarus. The Bible says Jesus loved him. Oh, and he knew exactly what was going to happen. Oh, but I believe that the disciples' unconcern shook Jesus to his core. Oh, don't let us be that way. Let's get concerned about our people because we may never see them again. Oh, and I want them to go to heaven. I want your people to go. I want my people to go. I want my sister to go. I want my in-laws to go. I want my grandparents to go. And aunts and uncles and cousins. Oh, but I've got to get concerned. All these people, even the disciples of God, were unconcerned. I don't want to be that way. I need God to make me concerned today. Only, I believe that when Jesus, if I could paint a mental picture, I just can imagine that those two men came, and told Jesus that Lazarus was sick. Oh, and I can just imagine the disciples being, he's just sick, we'll get there, he'll be all right. Oh, Jesus, I just kind of looking at him and thinking to himself, oh, if he only knew. Oh, but he told him there right after that, he's dead. Oh, I wonder if Jesus looks at you and I and the unconcern that we have for our loved ones or the people that we go around every day, the ones that we come in contact every day. Oh, and he looks at our unconcern for their soul's condition. Oh, and he sees that we're kind of just going about our business now, Jan. That's not our job. You know what our job is? To be concerned for, oh my goodness. We got to be concerned for the world because they're not concerned for themselves. They don't even know they're lost. They don't even know they're sick. No doubt that Lazarus, when he got sick or when the sickness began to come into his body, no doubt Lazarus had no idea. Oh, but back in the Bible times, it wasn't like it is now, where they could start you on an antibiotic anymore. Most of the time it works its way out. Oh, it wasn't like that then. No doubt in my mind, that when Lazarus got sick, that bug got into him. Oh, that he had no idea. Oh, but he got sicker and sicker every day. Oh, and I'm sure he thought, he's probably much like you and I. Oh, when I get a sniffle or I get a cough, I think it'll work its way out. It'll be fine. Oh, sometimes it does and sometimes it don't. Oh, but I can just imagine that Lazarus thought to himself, I'll be okay, until he wasn't okay. That's just like our loved ones or the people we come in contact with. They don't know they're sick. Or if they do, they think it's going to pass. Oh, but they don't even realize that they're knocking on death's door daily. The Bible don't say that we're going to live to be 100. The Bible don't say that you'll live and have a good life. You know what it says? He said that he was lifted up. He said the Son of God was lifted up to draw all men unto him. So what's our job? To be concerned about the people. But the Bible does say that all men would have an opportunity to come to God in their heart. Oh, but it's up to them whether they stay sick or they get treated today. I want you to know something. We can pray. We can sweat. I can preach until my lungs bleed. Oh, but it's up to them. Oh, but we still need to be concerned. Hey, you know how I've been thinking about my cousin Christopher all day. I can't get him off of my mind. I've been thinking about my aunts and uncles all day. I can't get them off my mind. I've been thinking about my grandma and grandpa all day. I can't get them off my mind. I want God to keep me this way so that I pray and I get a burden for my loss and your loss. I want them to be saved. Oh, and the only people that are going to be concerned is you and me. Oh, but Barbara,
I'm not concerned enough. I'm like these men here, God's own disciples, the ones that were with him every day and loved him dearly. No doubt loved Lazarus dearly. Oh, but they didn't realize the trouble that he was in. Oh, me and my dad and everybody that was there today, we talked about if we truly got a picture of where our people were going, it wouldn't change our mind, and it will, because if they don't leave here with God, they're leaving here empty, and they go to hell. Oh, I don't want to preach this hard of a message, but I got to. I want you to understand. Oh, that if we're going to see people go to heaven, we got to get concerned. Oh, I'm concerned about my youth group. I'm concerned about you. I love everybody in here. Oh, and I want everybody to go to heaven. Oh, but if you're here and you're not saved, you're sick today. And you don't even know it. I can only imagine that Lazarus thought he'd be fine. I don't know how much time it took for that thing to finally kill him, whatever it was. But nevertheless, Lazarus laid dead and he was gone. When Jesus found out that he was in trouble, I believe he already knew. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I believe Jesus had Mary and Martha send those men so that he could tell Mary and Martha that his sickness wasn't unto death. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If we're saved by God's grace, sin was imputed into our lives. And because of sin, we age. And we toil and we trial and we go through trials. Oh, and heaven forbid that you don't sin on a regular basis. But I'll tell you this much. If you've lived any amount of time, there's weakness in our bodies. And sometimes we give in. Oh, but thanks be to God, my sickness ain't unto death. Oh, but there's some people that is today. The only thing they've ever known is sin. And they split hell wide open. And they don't even know why. Oh, I'm going to tell you this much. I need to be concerned about my people because someday they'll leave this world without God if I don't tell them. I'm trying not to preach this way. I don't like to preach this way. It hurts me. Oh, but I want you to know that we need to get concerned today. Hey, it's breaking my heart. I hear these words come out of my mouth, Mimmelton. Oh, but if we're not concerned, our people are going to die without God. Oh, and I don't want that to happen. Oh, but I know these men here, the men that love Jesus so much. No doubt, they believed every word he said. So I believe they believed him, Brother Chester, when he said that he was just sick. Oh, but I believe that God, I believe something happened in her heart when God said he's dead. I believe that something happened in their life. And they came, they got a dose of reality. They realized that their friend was gone. Oh, but heaven forbid if they'd been concerned. Oh, maybe. Oh, they could have done something about it. No doubt they ran through their mind. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Whether we can help them or not, there's a threshold that they will not cross. And if, oh my goodness, and if they cross it without God, they'll split hell wide open. Oh, but if there's some concern, brothers and sisters, if there's some concern, friends, if there's some concern, church members, they will make it because people prayed for me. They prayed for me and you. Oh, and thanks be to God. Because of the prayers of the people that are saved by God's grace, God can prick a heart and they can escape death. Oh, but they've got to see the concern in our faces today. Hey, I don't just want to be worried. I don't just want to think, well, maybe. I want to be so concerned that it keeps me awake at night. I want God to put a burden on my heart. Oh, when somebody comes across my mind and I drop to my knees and pray. Oh, we need to be concerned. If we're not, they won't ever know today. Man. Oh, but I want you to realize something. Oh, Lazarus, and no doubt, oh, Lazarus knew Jesus like I believe he did. I believe he knew Jesus would come through somehow. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, no doubt these disciples, oh, when they got there, it became real to them, oh, that their buddy was gone. Hey, you know how many funerals I've gone to, Memo Jim? Where it gonna hit me that they're dead until I see an open casket? Oh, and I don't want that to be the outcome for any more people. I want people to leave this world with God in their heart. Oh, but it only comes from you and me being concerned about them. Oh, you know what I ought to do? Oh, I ought to pray so hard for my kindred and your kindred. Oh, that it's basically God dragging them through the door. Oh, but they're only going to listen to what God has to say if we get concerned and pray and beg for God to help them. Oh, and then they'll know what conviction feels like, and they'll want to get rid of it, and they'll beg for God's grace, and then they won't, their sickness won't be unto death today. Oh, I don't want no more people to die. Now we know, and I say that like that for this. Now you and me, we may feel the taste of death. We may go out in some way that's not pleasant. Oh, but nevertheless, Mamma Jan, I won't die. Oh, but the Bible said, oh, that's why he told them there that his sickness wasn't unto death. Oh, because Lazarus was going to live again. Oh, but, oh my goodness, heaven forbid if somebody truly died. You know what that means? That they leave this world and they don't have God in their heart. Oh, and they die and die and die and die and die forevermore today. Let's get concerned and start praying for some people today. I love them. I love them with everything in me. Oh, I don't want nobody to go out of that place called hell. I escaped it by God's help, and so can they. Oh, but we got to get concerned so that they can get concerned today. Oh, it's a dose of reality, church. I don't know. This wasn't the way that I felt like God had intended this message to go. Oh, but God is leading me, and it's coming out as quick as it's coming in. Oh, but I want to tell you this much today. Unless you and I get concerned about our people, they will never know what God's true power really is. James, I want everybody to feel God come into their heart. I want everybody to feel that. Oh, there's nothing better. I wish I could put it into words what it felt like. Oh, when God came into my heart. Oh, but I can't because my heart don't understand it. And my mind don't understand it. Oh, but my spirit knows. My spirit knows what it is. Oh, and he answers to it daily. Oh, but the Bible says that we gotta die every day. We gotta die daily. Oh, we gotta fight our flesh every day. You know what the flesh is? Unconcerned. Why is it unconcerned? Because it's not going to heaven. It don't care. Oh, but the inward man, that's the one that gets to go. And it's the one that cares and is concerned. The inner man has to win. I've let my outer man win too many times. I'm done letting that happen, Mamaw Jan. I hope and pray we're all in the same boat here. I just want you to realize something today, that unless you and me get concerned, they'll never be. They'll never understand. They'll never get it. But you were them one day. And I was them one day. I didn't understand God's grace. I didn't really even care about it. I was pretending already. I thought I was going to go to heaven. Just on the fact that I was like a class A actor. I'm telling you this much. That I thought, and I honestly believed it. I believed that I was going to go to heaven. Oh, but one day, man, on hand, God crashed that boat, and I was out in open water trying to keep my head above it, and I was drowning and drowning and drowning. Oh, but I called upon God, and when I got concerned, I called upon God, and he was there like he was Peter, and he grabbed my hand, and he pulled me out, and he saved my soul. Oh, but it's only because somebody was concerned about my life, and so I got concerned. Oh, please, 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 let's get concerned about our people today. I didn't even think I was going to stop here. Oh, but I want you to know that unless Mama Jan, you and me are concerned, they'll never understand what the grace of God feels like. Because it was by the grace of God that he didn't put me in hell right then. The first day I turned him down. Oh, but and thanks be to God, they may. Brother James not even known who they were praying for. Oh, but God, you know how it said it? It said there that the one that you love is sick. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know I was lost. I barely did. Oh, but somebody came to Jesus through prayer and said, the one that you love is sick. Oh, and God stepped in and he made me whole today. And I got resurrected. I'm so glad that I chose to answer the call. But do you notice this one thing? That when man approaches God, when the men approached Jesus, they said, the one that you love is sick. Oh, but when Jesus spoke to Lazarus, he called him by name. It didn't matter that they didn't know who was sick. It didn't matter that they had no idea Jesus could help. Jesus knew he could help. And he called Lazarus' name. And he came out of the depths of his sin. Just like you and me today. He can do that. He can do that for somebody else too. But let's take a lesson from the disciples here. Now I love them. I love the disciples. I'm glad that they were who they were. Because I learned a lot from them. The good things they did and the bad things that they got into. But I'll tell you this much. At this point in time here, let's take a lesson and let's learn from these men here and not be complacent. Don't lose sight of the goal. Don't lose sight of what we're doing here. Don't lose sight of our job. Let's be concerned and stay concerned so that somebody else will get concerned and they'll get saved today. Oh, it goes on a little bit farther, but I don't even think I'm going to be able to get there. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Other than Martha and Mary, when Jesus showed up, we all know that he'd been dead for 4 days. When he got there, do you realize that only one of the sisters was concerned enough to go meet Jesus? And they said that the other one stayed in the house. Not even just his friends were concerned about him. His own family wasn't concerned. Oh, they both should have been running to Jesus Christ. Oh, and begging at his feet. I can't remember which one, and I'll never be able to find it. My eyes aren't that fast. Oh, but one of the sisters was concerned and knew God could help. Or was concerned and knew Jesus could help. But the other one, was stuck in her sorrow, stuck in her pity. Oh, and she didn't call for help from God. Oh, but we can't be like that. Let's call on God every day so that our people can escape judgment. Vernon, you always ask prayer for your family. Oh, and I'm not knocking on that, but I'll tell you this much, Vernon. It's time to get even harder on it. It's time to pray harder. It's time to ask God for help more. Oh, and I'm not saying anything about you, Vernon. I love you to death. I appreciate you. It's time for all of us to get a real representation of where our people are going to go if we don't get concerned today.
Vernon, one of the sisters, didn't care enough to even meet Jesus in the alley or on the way out. She was too busy being stuck in self-pity. And yet, Jesus still showed up. Every time we come in here, Jesus shows up, Vernon. He shows up, why? Because he's concerned. You know how many times I've showed up not concerned? Or, spiritually speaking, I stayed at home. I may have been here. I may have been sitting in that pew right there, but spiritually speaking, I wasn't here, Papa. Shame on me. How dare me? This thing is too precious for you and I not to be concerned about. Our people's lives and where they end up is too precious not to be concerned about. Our church members, our family members, our youth groups too concerned. We cannot be concerned about it because they don't have any idea what they're getting into. We all know somebody who's lost. I would venture to say you know probably 10, 20, 30 people who were lost, maybe even more. But are you concerned about them? Are we concerned? How concerned are you? You might be concerned, but are you concerned enough? I haven't been. I haven't been. God had to show this to me, and it's been eating me alive all day. My people to go to hell. I don't want your people to go to hell. But we got to get concerned. I'm not saying that God's going to be here in a year, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know how long it's going to take. But while I'm here, I need to be concerned for my people. While you're here, you need to be concerned for your people. Because they won't make it to heaven without God in their heart. You wouldn't have been able to make it to heaven without God coming into your heart. Let's get... We need to be concerned, church. They're not going to make it without you. There's no way. The Bible said it wouldn't be that way. He said that there would be nobody coming like a thief. They're going to make it by him or no way in. I said it this morning that he said he was the door and that nobody could open it unless, or nobody could get to God unless they came through him. Well, we can lead them to the door. We can't make them go in, but we can lead them to it. How do we do that? Being concerned. I'm not going to ask you, Brother James, to come get a song. I think we need to hit the altar right now. I don't think anybody should not pray. We all got people that we know that need to be saved. Let's pray. I'm not going to ask for an altar. Or I'm not going to ask for an altar call. We all should hit the altar anyway. I know you can name somebody in your life.
Amen.
Probably in your immediate family that needs God in their heart. But don't just pray for them. Don't just pray for them. Pray for somebody else's family too. Because I can almost imagine that you could name somebody else that needs God in their heart that's not in your family. Let's pray. Thank you.
I love everybody this evening. Let's be concerned.
Amen.
I don't want this to be the last prayer that we pray like that. We should pray like that every day. Every day. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to mention in the church?